No federal agency intends to give out money to the wrong people, but it does happen. Mistakes are often made, and it happens to the Justice Department, too. The inspector general there found problems with stimulus grants designed to fund hiring in state and local law enforcement agencies. The Justice Department Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services, or COPS, awarded millions of dollars to 45 groups that really should not have gotten that money. And another group didn't get money that it should have gotten. The Obama administration has made no secret of its intent to crack down on improper payments. So to find out how the COPS office plans to prevent the problem from happening again, we turn to COPS Director Bernard Malekian. Mr. Malekian, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Now, first things first, COPS, the program itself, is not trying to recover any of the money that was accidentally incorrectly given out. Is that right?
Well, I think it's important to realize that the all of the agencies, particularly because of the economic challenges that we're all aware of, all of the agencies on the list were deserving. And the agencies that got money, and I know we're going to talk a little bit about the mathematical formula that produced that, hired police officers that were desperately needed in those communities. And at the end of the day, there probably is nothing to be gained by trying to recover that money.
So it's more like third runner-up in Miss America got the crown.
Well, that's an interesting comparison, but not invalid.
Yeah, well, I'm a chick. I don't know what you expect. But
So how did this happen in the first place?
There was an interesting mathematical calculation. We computed, the COPS office computed, the rate of change, particularly with regards to crime rates. What was determined by the inspector general, quite rightly, I might add, was that from a statistical analysis perspective, the most that an agency's crime rate could drop would be 100%. But theoretically, the most an agency's crime rate could increase was infinite. The mathematical implications of that are interesting to statisticians. We looked at that. We agreed that the inspector general's analysis was correct. There were probably three or four methodologies we could have chosen to rectify it, but we just selected one. But that's essentially what happened.
And of course, we're not here to put you on the spot. You have GAO and the IG to do that.
Yes,
but in determining formula for any agency that might be doing grants, I mean, what are some of the lessons learned that could apply across the government? Because almost every agency is involved in grants.
Well, I think what we will do going forward is probably to work more closely with the IG and looking at the methodologies that they view as most appropriate. The folks at the COPS office, I think there was certainly no negligence in this. There were a variety of ways that those crime rate changes could be calculated. They selected one, and the IG office felt that it was not the best. And I think going forward, we will work more closely with them to prevent that.
So what happens now with the organizations that were supposed to get the money but didn't? How is that fixed?
We have notified. There were 34 agencies that the report indicated should have received funding that did not qualify, and another six that did not receive funding to the level that was most appropriate. All 40 of those agencies have been contacted, and going forward into 2010, we will be making awards to them.
We're speaking with Bernard Malekian. He's director of the COPS office at the Department of Justice. So it sounds like a good practice then for granting agencies is to get some third-party independent verification that the formula works, maybe, and try a few test cases and to make sure that it operates the way you expect it to.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. I think the reality is that the Inspector General's office is doing what it's expected to do, which is to provide oversight of the American taxpayer's dollar. And we at the COPS office certainly want to be part of that. Our mission is to promote community safety through the hiring of police officers. I think it's important to point out that the agencies that weren't funded and the agencies that were really were adjacent to each other on the list. And so the fact of the matter is that the agencies that got money that technically shouldn't have, would have gotten funded this year anyway.
I want to take a step back, if I could, very quickly, and see if other agencies can maybe learn from this. I'm wondering how new this program is with this particular formula, and if this is an example of we made a mistake, we fixed the mistake, we're in the process of learning from the mistake, and you don't have to be afraid to try something new, and you don't have to be afraid to make a mistake.
Well, I certainly think I think that latter point is very important. I mean, I think it is important that to recognize that mistakes will be made, and the challenge, of course, is to A, own up to them, and B, fix them. This was a unique set of circumstances. It is the first time in the history of the COPS office that the hiring money, the traditional sort of COPS hiring formula, was integrated with the Recovery Act funding. And so that there was an emphasis on the jurisdiction's economic well-being, which has never been present before, and that was a factor as opposed to the community policing plans, which are historically and traditionally part of what the COPS office does. So it was a unique set of circumstances, both for fiscal 2009 and going forward to fiscal year 2010. Nevertheless, we will take steps to ensure that whether it's a new funding criteria or not, that we work closely with the IG to make sure on the front end that we're doing everything appropriately.